New research highlights the threat that Wisconsin's favorite fish species face from rising lake temperatures. A new study published in the journal Nature Climate Change found that by the end of the century, large-scale fish die-offs in the state's lakes could become four times more common than they are now, especially in the southern half of the state, and researchers say we're already feeling those impacts. Sam Fay is an assistant professor of biology at Reed College in Portland, Oregon, and a former honorary fellow at UW-Madison. He was the lead researcher on this research project. Sam, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
A lot of times when people talk about climate change, they're talking about future impacts and projections out decades ahead, and that's part of what you do. But also in the study, you look at what might already be happening with climate change when it comes to fish here in Wisconsin. What are we already seeing?
Yeah, so that's a great point. What we're seeing so far is that based off of some historical data going back a few decades, we see that there's a really strong connection between when large fish die-offs happen in the summertime and what the environmental conditions are like in those lakes. And specifically, we see that there's more fish die-offs occurring when in lakes that are categorically warmer and for lakes that are having a particularly warm year and for lakes that have had a reasonably short ice duration. So we know that there's already this relationship between what the lake environment looks like and when these summertime large fish die-offs occur.
We'll get into the impacts, direct and indirect, of heat in just a few moments, but can you give us a sense of the kind of fish we're talking about to help bring it home for people?
Yeah, absolutely. So I should just say that the data that we've used in this study are data that were collected by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and they have been responding to citizen reports of when a large fish die-off occurs. Importantly, they can't be at all lakes at once, so they rely heavily on getting a phone call from local people to report on something that's happened in their backyard. And really, one of the things that jumps out immediately from this data set is it is basically a complete list of all of the freshwater species that we see. So these large fish die-offs really encompass basically every fish species that you can see, from some of the traditional cool and cold water species such as walleye and perch and cisco and trout, to a lot of the more common warm water species, the bass, the bluegill, pumpkin seeds, etc.
And when we say a fish die-off, what does this look like? How many fish might, or what percentage, I guess, of fish might we be talking about in a lake?
Yeah, so there's some variation ranging from the upper end hundreds of thousands of individual fish to a lower cutoff, I believe, of about 25 fish per 10 meters of shoreline. So I think it's one of the things where you kind of know it when you see it, when you go out and you see that there's been something very unusual that have happened in an area, and it just isn't the, oh, I found one dead fish here or there.
Now, when you started going through this data and figuring out how temperature related to these die-offs, were you surprised at all?
Yeah, we actually were. So going into this project, we really thought we were going to see an overall decline in the amount of fish die-offs that occurred. And the kind of working model that we were working off of was just the idea that winters, which are responsible for a lot of fish die-offs, have been getting less severe throughout the past few decades. And so we really thought we were going to see an overall decline in the amount of die-offs that occurred each year as a result of winters not being as severe, maybe the ice thickness not being as thick as it normally is, or the temperatures not quite getting as cold as they have in the past. But we actually found was the opposite of that, which is that the biggest trend in these data have been an increase between the amount of summertime fish die-offs that happened, and it seems like that is a function of lakes starting to get warmer in the summertime.
Talking to Sam Fay from Reed College in Portland, Oregon, talking about fish die-offs in Wisconsin lakes and the relationship to a changing climate. Sam, let's get to what exactly is happening here. First of all, do warmer temperatures in and of themselves contribute to fish die-offs?
So the data sets that we have suggest that there's a kind of a direct link between when periods of extreme temperature occur and the occurrence of these summertime fish die-offs. So mechanistically, that doesn't say exactly what is causing the fish die-offs. We just know that it's related to these periods of high temperature. So you could imagine that taking place in a few different ways. It could be that these are temperatures that are warm enough that they are just lethal for these different fish species. And we know that, you know, many of the temperatures we have started to see are above the physiological limits for certain cold and cool water species. It could also be that there is a relationship between an increase in the surface temperatures of lakes and the amount of available habitat that fish have. So that for deeper lakes, there's always a cold water reservoir for fish to use deep down, but many times fish feel a squeeze between the hot temperatures at the top of a lake and the cold but very oxygen-poor environments at the bottom of a lake. So it really creates a limit of what habitat is usable. And then finally, it could be that the increases in temperature could be impacting something to do with the food web in which these fish are embedded. So perhaps they're having some detrimental impact on their food resources, which are then contributing to the die-offs that we see.
And I think a lot of us have seen this, at least anecdotally, temperatures warm up. Maybe after a rain and more runoff, we see more algae blooms or cyanobacteria blooms. Is there an indirect cause there? The heat leads to more of this stuff in the water, and that affects the fish.
It can be. So we didn't look at that specifically, but the harmful algal blooms did show up as a cause of many of the events that we looked at. And you know, that is something that has a clear link between the conditions in the lake and the occurrence of these events. Because I am an optimist by nature, it also suggests that there are perhaps factors not related to temperature that, you know, is a really changing at this global level that individuals and communities can deal with at the regional level to try to minimize the occurrence of these fish kills. And one important management strategy can just be to limit the nutrient inputs into lakes at a watershed scale. And you could imagine that having fewer harmful algal blooms, which would perhaps feed back and minimize the chance of there being more summertime fish die-offs.
So the DNR and a county government can't single-handedly turn back climate change, but they can manage maybe some of these secondary effects, as you say, by trying to keep extra nutrients out of their waterways.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that there's many things that can be done at a watershed or even a lake level, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has also been doing some innovative work to try to create extra habitat structure and extra shade by felling trees into the nearshore regions of lakes to provide that kind of perhaps an extra buffer from the heat.
Now, we've been talking about the data you looked at over what's happened so far. Another part of your report projects out into the future. What kind of scenarios could you see if we don't have efforts to remedy this?
Yeah, so because of this clear historic link between temperature and the occurrence of these large die-offs, we predict that the amount of summertime fish die-offs will double by the mid-century and will quadruple by the end of the century if air temperatures continue to warm as is expected.
Does that level of die-offs, does that affect the possible survival of a species in the state? Do we start to see numbers where it's no longer a sustainable population?
Well, it's definitely worrying. You know, Wisconsin is the third most popular destination for anglers to visit in the United States. It has a $2.3 estimated billion-dollar industry for sport fishing, and so it seems like it is worrying to have these kinds of outcomes. And you could imagine these types of events really being the catalyst to reduce the number of fish that are occurring in lakes, or perhaps to usher in some kind of change in which fish species are present. So, for instance, a trend in north temperate lakes have been to start to see a transition from cool and cold water species such as walleye towards species like bass.
Sam, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Sam Fay is an assistant professor of biology at Reed College in Portland, Oregon, formerly a visiting scholar at UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about his study that found large-scale fish die-offs in Wisconsin lakes could quadruple by the end of the century because of rising temperatures and climate change. If you live near one of our thousands of lakes, or if you're a regular angler yourself, you can let us know what you're seeing out there. Do lakes and fish populations in your part of the state seem healthy at your favorite fishing hole? Have you noticed any changes over the years? Have you witnessed, maybe even reported, one of these fish die-offs yourself? Do studies like the one we've been talking about concern you? Send us an email. You can always email us, ideas@wpr.org. You can also tweet us. That's @CentralTimeWPR.